Lesson 4, we are going to learn a few words and bits of grammar which is relevant to study the prayers of the Holy Pascha. I've got two consonant letters. The first one is P, it's PS, and it's only found in Greek words, purely Greek words, that is. I've got this letter which is CH, as in child, CH, and then I've got a letter which is like an X with line underneath. This is the Coptic G, and G sounds J, like J when followed by A or E. So we say G or J, otherwise it is G, as in goal or gun. Now we learn more masculine names, that is names that take the definite articles P. P-esmu, P-esmu, the blessing. P-amahi, P-amahi, the majesty or authority. P-shoni, P-shoni, the disease or sickness. P-o-u, P-O-U, the glory. P-Soma, P-Soma, the body, it is a Greek word. P-Psalmos, P-Psalmos, the psalm, and again this is a Greek word. So learn these words again. P-Esmo, P-Amahi, P-Shoni, P-O-U, P-Soma, and P. Psalmos. Possessive articles my and our, when we talk about a masculine person or an object which belongs to us or belongs to me, if this article is a masculine noun. For example, P. Sotir, the Savior. P. Sotir, the Savior. Again, it's a Greek word. If I want to say my Savior or our Savior, we are talking about one Savior, which is a single masculine noun. So, pisotir becomes pasotir, my Savior, and pensotir, our Savior. Let's look about the king. Epuro or Piuro. If I want to say my king, it is Pauro, Pauro. If we want to say our king, it is Penuro, Penuro. The same applies for Ep choice, Ep choice, and notice the CH is TH and not Ep, Ep choice, Ep choice, the Lord. So my Lord is pa choice, and our Lord is pain choice. So I'll read these words again. Pisotir, pasotir, pain sotir. Piuro or epuro, pauro, pain uro. Ep choice, pa choice, pen choice.